Fawaz Jirjaz, a scholar of Middle Eastern politics, was in Beirut and other Arab capitals last week, where he encountered a rage against not just Israel, but the United States. He has written that a chorus of U.S. bashing has been led by the U.S. educated elite in those Arab capitals. Professor Jirjaz, you write that Arab youth are now effectively boycotting American establishments even. Why?
Well, I really have not seen anti-American sentiments as vocal and as intense as I have seen them in the recent weeks. In fact, to be politically conscious in the Arab world today is to be critical of America and its American foreign policy. I think the mounting violence between Israelis and Palestinians has done a great deal of damage to America's image and vital interest in the Middle East.
And some interest, vital or not, that are American commercial establishments in the Middle
absolutely.
East.
Absolutely. I mean, I passed several demonstrations in Beirut last week, and the crowd was shouting and barking anti-American slogans and boycott American goods. This was really now is the slogan in the Arab and Muslim world. The only way to affect change in American foreign policy is basically to exert economic pressure.
But do these Arab youths protest American policy and urge a boycott of Kentucky Fried Chicken wearing a veil or a keffiyeh, or are they in blue jeans and Nikes?
This is a fascinating question. What's really fascinating is that the youngest, the man and woman who were basically protesting, basically wearing American jeans and American T-shirts and drinking American coffee and Pepsi Cola. And what's fascinating about this new mobilization of the Arab youth is that it does not really, it's not under the umbrella of either the Islamist or the leftist. It's basically, you might say, an awakening of a major constituency in the Arab world that used to be apolitical and used to be fascinated with everything American.
You've quoted people there speaking of the bloodbath in Palestinian cities. The phenomenon that seems to have joined President Bush and Prime Minister Sharon in a de facto alliance is the suicide bombing, the killings of Jews at a Passover Seder in Netanya, among many similar attacks, is seen by both leaders as terrorism. It's to be renounced, to be uprooted, and it's similar to the suicide flights of September 11th. Among the young people you spoke to, are those acts regretted, disowned, or regarded as heroic acts?
Actually, the dominant Arab narrative, I talked to dozens of students, of activists and opinion makers, they do not even call them suicide bombers. They call them martyr operations. In fact, there is a consensus throughout the Arab world that is before you can talk about the suicide missions, you need to talk about occupation. And I think at the end of the day, they argue, well, listen, many youngsters I spoke to in Beirut and other Arab capitals, they said, listen, what do the Palestinians have? They don't have the largest fifth army in the world. The Palestinians do not have the support of the greatest power in the world, the United States. The Palestinians, all they have is basically their will to fight, and as such, suicide bombings are seen as the instrument of the weak.
Professor Jirjaz, I certainly understand from your accounts and those of many others that the Arab street, as they say, despises Ariel Sharon for what he's doing now, for the war in Lebanon, for other things. What do the same people make of Yasser Arafat, whom you've written of as someone closed-minded, authoritarian, someone who hasn't digested some of the main lessons of the Arab-Israeli conflict?
The irony is that Ariel Sharon has made a hero out of Yasser Arafat. Arafat now is the dominant figure in Palestinian society. In fact, he's one of the most popular leaders in the Arab world, and thanks to the recent actions by Ariel Sharon.
Popularity doesn't make him any more adept
at
the challenges facing
him. Unfortunately, there has been no major debate about the leadership quality of Yasser Arafat. In fact, Yasser Arafat has proved to be a dismal leader. Very few people felt confident enough to stand up and criticize Arafat and his dismal leadership.
And yet you find some grounds for optimism that something could be done constructively by Washington at this point. It seems hard to figure out what card U.S. is supposed to play right now.
Well, it seems to me that the United States can exert pressure to nudge the players back into the negotiating table and try to lay out the broad and specific parameters and contours of what a settlement should be.
Professor Jirjaz, thank you very much for talking with
it's
us once
pleasure.
Again. Fawaz Jirjaz is professor of Middle Eastern Studies and International Studies at Sarah Lawrence College. He's the author of America and Political Islam, Clash of Cultures or Clash of Interests.